Hi, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Smith. I've been here for 34 years and I've treated 26,000 people, most of whom are still alive. Well, why are some of them dead? Well, because they lived to be 107 and then they died of natural causes, nothing that I did. And so what we're going to do with these particular workshops is give you tips and ideas that you can use to help you stay well and get well. And we're going to start off with something that everybody knows about, which is called exercise. Now, the thing about exercise and even nutrition and even the backs, most of the stuff we talk about is a bit controversial, which means that if you go online or you ask your friends or you ask your medical doctor about what it is that we say, most of them will disagree with what it is that we're saying. And what can you learn from that? It tells you that your friends and your doctors are ignorant, because anybody who disagrees with me is obviously stupid. So those of you taking notes, write down, Dr. Smith is always right. You got that? Okay. And since there's 200 of you in the audience, we'll hand out papers and pencils. It's a podcast. They can't see. They'll think, wow, he's talking to 200 people. He must really be smart. So, on the one hand, everybody knows that you should exercise and eat well. On the other hand, how you should do it is controversial. He just repeated himself because he's organizing his thoughts. So I work best from this fancy $7,000 PowerPoint system you're about to see. And you go, my God, it's state of the art. Where did he ever get such fancy equipment? Well, that's what happens when you're rich. So exercise, why should we exercise? We should exercise for all the reasons you know and a few that I'm about to tell you about. People who exercise tend to be healthier, live longer, have less diseases. Most, if not all, the chronic diseases that people are experiencing is related to things, lifestyle, and things such as exercise. Meaning that doing the exercise of any kind, and more particularly, the best exercises for you are what we're going to call optimal exercises, will significantly increase your body's ability to fight off disease, stress, and aging. That was well said. All right, thank you. Drive safely. Call me tomorrow. Oh, wait, there's more. So I'm going to go through what I consider to be the rules of exercise, and then maybe we'll interact a little bit. No, we won't, because I have a microphone on. Let me think about that a little bit, because if we interact, then I have to turn the mic off, because then we'll have to, or hold the mic up to you. So let me see if I can cover everybody just by reading your minds. Now I know what your question is. You don't need to even... Hi, you're late. Okay. So, why should I exercise? It helps you fight off diabetes. If you have diabetes, it should help you lower your blood sugar. It helps in many cases lower blood pressure. It helps most people sleep better. It helps you a little bit with losing weight. Now, as you're going to be shocked to hear in just a little bit, if you need to lose weight, which some of you do, you'll be shocked to hear that losing weight is about, on average, is mostly what you eat or don't eat. Meaning, if you're lazy, as some of you appear to be, and you still want to lose weight, you can do it without exercising. Okay, because it's just the truth. Yeah, it's just the truth. Like, look at her as an example. See how slim she is? And does she exercise? No, actually she does. She's a yogi. Okay, but she's, you know, how old are you?
22.
22. Do we hate her? Yes, we do. Okay. But as the years go on, it becomes more and more difficult to stay slim, and we're going to tell you much of that in a little while when we hit the nutritional portion of this presentation. But now we're going to talk about exercise because a lot of reasons, one of which is I've studied exercise a lot now for over 30 years, so I'm very opinionated and moderately knowledgeable. The other reason is when I talk about this nutrition in a little while, you're going to hear some cynicism and hatred in my voice. Why? Because I hate to be told what to eat and not eat. It irritates me every day. Because I've always been the kind of guy who wants to do what he wants to do. Some people don't mind just doing what people tell them. And I was that way until I was 3 or 4. And then that was where the battles began. Ask my mother. She'd be like, "Oi, Jeffrey, don't you have a lesson? Don't you listen to nobody?" And you say, what kind of a dialect was that? I don't know. I was trying for Jewish, and I lost something in the... She didn't have an accent, but she is Jewish. So it's exercise. How should we exercise to be healthier and happier? Like if we had her finish her yoga presentation, she'll have an opinion, and you're about to get mine. Man, now don't get crazy. I have yoga on here somewhere, and obviously I'm a fan of yoga for some people. All right, let me get my thoughts organized. What are the other benefits of exercise? Helps you lose weight. It helps with mental diseases. Some of you are mental, and you're thinking, well, I just need more Prozac. And maybe you do. Or maybe you need to go to Colorado where they legalized marijuana, because now I'm watching who's nodding their head, so some of you have thought about it. Yes, you have, ma'am. Now, in Illinois, it's not legal, so get her license plate, because I'm a regular at the Chicago Police Academy, as maybe you know, and I just did a presentation for the Oak Park Police Department, of which I got booted. I'll tell you why later, maybe. It was an off-color joke, and I'm trying not to do them, but it's funnier, you know? Funnier. Why else should we exercise? Do you have any thoughts? Why should we people exercise? Do you want to say?
Stay slim and healthy.
Okay. Sleep better, eat better, improves your circulation, fights off. Now, many forms of cancer are related to activity or not. Or to say it another way, hormonal-related cancers, colon cancer, prostate cancer, hormonal-related cancer, pancreatitis. There's a lot of diseases that are related to inactivity. Or to say it in English, people who don't exercise are more susceptible to many forms of cancer. Virtually all forms of heart disease is related to exercise or not. Most forms of stroke or not stroke is related to exercise or not. See, I'm a motivational speaker. Also, depression, irritability, and violence in the young, and you're the young, is related to exercise or not. Dementia, or to some degree Alzheimer's, to some degree, is related to exercise or not. See? Motivational. Arthritis, there's just probably 100 different conditions that will be better or worse depending on if you exercise. Okay, you motivated? All right, so now the next question is, what should I do or what should you do? All right. What are some of the rules of exercise, as I put it? All right. Exercise should be enjoyable. So probably half of the exercise should be enjoyable or not. The problem that most of us have is we just do exercise. I go to LA Fitness, and I go to a lot of these health clubs, and I'm always, and you see the people on the treadmill, and just look at their faces. Oh my God, this sucks. Oh my God, this sucks. So are they getting benefit? Well, some. They're getting cardiovascular, their pulse is going, they're burning up a couple calories. They're getting whatever benefits there are with exercise. But what's not working for them? When I ask questions, you should answer. I guess I told everybody to shut up. And now they're like, no habla. We no freaking habla, Smitty. Okay, I need a little interaction. I feed off the audience. What'd you say?
So they're not happy.
They're not happy. And therefore, they're not making enough endorphins and serotonin to get some of the benefit of exercise. So rule number one is you have to pick something that would be fun for you and that you would enjoy. And for some of you, it doesn't exist. But for most of you, you can find something. Like, you enjoy doing what?
Yoga.
She loves yoga. And so when she does yoga, she gets endorphins and serotonin and this high, and then she doesn't need to buy the marijuana because she's got her high from the yoga. And so you go, well, what if we want a double high? Then you need to smoke the marijuana, then do yoga. So since it's just me and you here, have you ever tried that?
No.
Yeah, your eyes look a little glassy, your pupils are enlarged. I'm not buying it. Next is, you want to do a certain amount of low-impact cardio, which is just what it sounds like. Like what? Walking. So, before there was physical therapists, there was walking. How long have humans been on the planet? Before you answer, let me say that many of the things that we teach, that we study, that we teach, is what humans have been doing for as long as humans have been on the planet. Because that, in our opinion, is the best place to look. Because we're going to talk about some of the studies that just came out last month, and you go, I don't know, is it good, is it bad? Maybe. But what have humans been doing for as long as humans have been on the planet? Because there was virtually no heart disease, there was virtually no diabetes, type 2 diabetes, on Earth by humans up until about 100 years ago. So how long have humans been on the planet? The correct answer is a very long time. And for all that time, until about 100 years, actually the first recorded case of a heart attack in the United States was in 1921. First one. And then by 1930, there were 30,000 a year. And now, as you may know, we have 550,000 heart attacks per year on average in the United States. It was higher. It peaked out in 1968, where it was 750,000 a year. And part of that, by the way, is smoking. So what I'm not going to tell you today is smoking is bad for you. How many of you knew smoking was bad for you? See, so we're not going to tell you things that you already know. You see if Dr. Carly wants to adjust her, otherwise she's got to hang. Are you here for the workshop or are you here for a treatment? You?
Sure.
Workshop? Okay, you're late. All right. Now, no, I'm not editing anything out, so don't swear at me. So, you need to do a certain amount of low impact. Now, that's not as bad as it sounds, because you can do it through walking. So, let's say you're lazy, which all of us have a lazy instinct, by the way. Who wants to walk all the heck the way over there if there's no need to? So get a pedometer, $11, and then see the status quo, whatever the heck that means. It means that what's your job?
Consultant.
You're a consultant. So do you walk around much? But if you had one of these on, like I did this a lot. And in this 60-foot clinic, on average, I do about 3,200 steps a day. So what does that tell me? How many should you have a day? You've all heard this one. How many steps a day should people be walking?
No,
10,000. That's the average person should do 10,000. So if you have a kind of job, like you're in you're assistant principal at a big school. So you should clip this on. And if you get, and you're walking all over the place, they're always paging you. And you're like, oh man, I wish you would drop dead. But if you walk all over the clinic, I mean all over the school, and you see you're doing 10,000 steps, well, you're kind of done. You can get rid of your unnecessary membership to a, Yeah. Now the drawback is who shouldn't do a lot of walking as their exercise? This is a trick question. See if you were paying attention. Who shouldn't do much walking based on what I've said so far?
Who exercises a lot? Who exercises a lot?
Right. That's not what I was looking for. That's the right answer. Now you made me look stupid. I'll just ask an answer. It's people who hate to walk. I'm a little like that, by the way. What? I kind of hate to walk. It's, you know, just to share. So. But I do it. All right. Next. You could swim. Who should swim?
Dolphins.
Dolphins and who else?
People.
You can do jokes. If they work, man, I can use all the jokes I can get.
Pregnant women.
Pregnant women. People who don't want to get pregnant, keep walking. Hey, no. Freaking no, man. No. There's a lot of that going on. People who like to swim. That's who should swim. You see where I'm going with this? So figure out what you can do that you can either enjoy or tolerate 2 to 5 hours a week. Now let me just pause. If you do less than what I'm about to tell you, you are banking on disease. And so you can get away with it because you're still 20 or something. But if you're 40 and you're like, no, you know what, I'm just not going to exercise. I'm going to eat whatever I did when I was 20. Well, then you need a disability policy. You need health insurance. And you need life insurance if there's anybody who's counting on your income if you drop dead. Just calm down, Dr. Smith. They're going to exercise. So figure out what it is you can do at least 2 hours a week, at least 10,000 steps a day, and then you'll put off the disease. As a matter of fact, if you do what I'm telling you, you might be able to just never get disease and just die at 114 of nothing. And you won't be embarrassed because you'll be 114 and you'll be glad to have made it and you'll be dead. Now, weightlifting becomes necessary to some degree sooner or later for everybody. Sorry, I know some of you don't like to lift weights. Good news for me, my favorite by far is weightlifting. I just enjoy it for no particular reason. So, here's my test, and this is why I fight with people from PS Yoga, even though PS Yoga is our place. A little round of applause for PS Yoga, ladies and gentlemen. And they can get a free something there, right? Free yoga thing, maybe.
Yeah, we have to get more cards.
Yeah, see, so we got clout. So, When I lift weights, which I do probably 3, 4, 5 times a week, sometimes 7 times a week. The reason I don't do it 7 times a week is because I need to be here, and that's if you overdo it, you're lazy, you know. And I'm a little. I'd rather lift weights than write reports to insurance companies or. Okay, so why do I work out? Why do I lift weights more than I need to? That's right. I enjoy it. Okay, so but you say like Carly hates to lift weights. So it doesn't have to be weight lifting, but it has to be weight resistance, which you can do with yoga. Because if you've ever done yoga, it's designed to torture people and make them do things that are downward dog. Do I look like a dog of any kind, let alone downward? Come on, Dr. Smith, you can do it. No, I can't. But it's weight bearing. And you need weight bearing or weight lifting. Why? Yeah, muscles. Otherwise, you could get atrophy. And now, the other thing that you can do for... I used to say everybody because I trained for the police and the fire departments, but now I realize it's not everybody, it's young people. So those of you who are not young people, this won't be that useful. Or if you're healthy as hell. All right, it's very popular now. It's called high-intensity intermittent training. So let me talk to you about it because I was doing it up until recently when I realized that I was old. Because what some of you do, let's say you run. Who runs? All right. So running is controversial. Do you run because you love it or because it's good for you?
Both.
All right. Let's say you didn't love it.
I hate it.
Okay. Well, now you don't need to run anymore. Because running is not that good for you. The hazards outweigh the benefits, and it's not that good for you. What's good for you?
Why is it not good for you?
Okay. Well,
the joints.
The joints, the pounding. Plus, here's the theory. If you would review the last million years, or look at any other animals, any mammals, or any animals on Earth, do any of them do this for a half hour, or 20 minutes, or an hour? Or have ever humans in the history of humanity for the last million years ever just run for 20 minutes or an hour? No, we're not designed for that. If somebody made it up in the 60s, Cooper, you know, Kenneth Cooper just said, you know what, we should all be doing aerobic running. And everybody goes, yeah. Before that, for a million years, nobody ran unless they were being chased. So, or chasing someone. So that's when you should run. If you commit a crime or you see someone who you want to, other than that, there's really no purpose. So you say, well, then how do I get the benefits of running without running? It's called high intensity intermittent training. It's a little bit. CrossFit has that. Who said that? CrossFit has that built into it. CrossFit has all this stuff built into it. If you do CrossFit, oh my God, I should survey. How many of you are exercising on a regular basis? Okay, well, let me pick up the pace then. I was assuming nobody exercised. High intensity intermittent training, 6 to 10 repetitions, 9 to 20 minutes, 1 to 4 times a week. So, how would that look for you? How old are you?
24.
Okay, well, let me tell you what to do. You'll like me for this. About once a week, sprint. Hear me out. Now, if you sprint, how long can you do it for? That's right, 41 seconds. Then you're maxed. Sprint means run the fastest you possibly can. First, you warm up for 5 or 10 minutes. Then you sprint. That is one rep. You just sprinted for 41 seconds, whatever you can do, between 20 seconds and a minute. If you can do more than a minute, you're not sprinting. You're just running fast. You know what I mean? Sprint fast as you can. And you'll only last 40 seconds, 30 seconds, 20 seconds. And then you walk it off. You walk it off for a minute or two, and then you do it again. If you review the last million years, that's what humans did. They walked around all day, doing whatever, hunting, gathering, visiting. And then every once in a while, they'd see a piece of food they needed to chase, or a piece of, they looked at, they were a piece of food, and then they sprinted. That's trillions of people have done that. So now you can do it, and then that you'll get it all done in between 9 and 20 minutes once a week, and you'll get more benefit than if you are with what they call chronic cardio, which you're doing. Just
long.
Yeah, no purpose. The only purpose of doing it is if you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, I can't tell you, every week, almost every day I get in discussion, especially when I do the police and the fire departments. Like, I just did Oak Park Police, and they... No, no. Yeah, Oak Park Police. He goes, I run marathons. You don't have to be a chiropractor to know, let me see, why do you run marathons? Why does he run marathons? He loves it. He loves it. Man. That's why half of us lift weights. Because when I go to the weight room, we're all a bunch of losers. Weak losers. Weak loser. Whoa, yeah. I'm a god. I can lift weights. See, it's like that. So they don't care about that. They just want to... And I'm all for that. I don't care what it is. If you have an exercise that you enjoy, a sport, I don't talk anybody out of CrossFit or anything. Yoga, nothing. Now, yoga has a pretty good track record. Nobody gets injured in yoga unless they close the door on their hand or something. You should do stretching. I'm not an expert. I don't stretch much. Hamstrings, planks for abdominals. Okay. Ask your questions now. We're going to the next subject.
How's dancing? Do I like to dance?
Great question. In a word, it's like the best. And I know that's a weird thing to say, because every time I ask him to dance, he says no. And I'm offended. And so, the question is, do you have anything else to say about yoga, or I'm doing okay? All right. Dancing. So, for how long have humans been on the planet? That's right, a long time. And have the women and the men who are comfortable with their sexuality, have they always danced? Always. Yeah. So, yes. If you like to dance, you should dance. It's good for you. They even have dance therapy now. The people are going to senior citizen places, and they're making... Oh, yeah, this is great. And then their blood pressure comes down, everything. Pets, hugs. This is a different seminar. You don't get it today, but you sparked me. Oh, I know why. Zumba. My favorite... trying to think how to say it. I'm like a Zumba-ologist. I'm not a yoga-ologist. I'm a weightlifting-ologist, and I'm a Zumba-ologist. I know, and let me tell you why. I've been to more Zumba classes. Well, who knows what Zumba is? Can you explain to the class while I sip my coffee? Tell them, please. What's Zumba?
Zumba is like you do aerobics to dancing, and you do choreographed steps to music.
Let's go through her stuff. So, yeah. And I don't mean to say, but let me just say, even though in my book, by the way, if you read the book, ignore the chapter on nutrition. And in my defense, they change the rules every decade. Drives me to white hair. So all this stuff is accurate, but the nutrition is 90%, 80% not accurate anymore. If you want accurate nutrition, buy Carly's book, or come to her class, or jump in the lake. Those are your options. And then you should buy her book, because she's awesome. And if I want to live with her, I have to promote her as much as I can. So let me tell you why Zumba over yoga. Because when I go to these yoga classes, how many are in the class?
Five, sometimes
seven, nine. When I go to these Zumba places, how many are in the class? 50, 20, 90. I was at LA Fitness when Sunny was there, and there was 117 women and two guys. You gonna pay me? That's $10. All right. And so why is it so popular? Because people and women instinctively, you know, love to dance. And if you have to exercise, you have to exercise. I don't want to exercise. Well, let's go dancing with 100 women. And the music is just awesome. And I try it all the time. Were you with me? No. Alejandra, we Zumba'd. Are you listening to this class? Or are you trying to block me out of here? Here, why don't you come in? I want to pick on you a little bit. So the bad news is, siente se aquí, por favor. The bad news is car... Oh, when she comes back, we'll just stick you... behind her, or just we'll get sticky somewhere. The bad news is Dr. Carly will be here less. Altogether, she'll be here less because she's flying all over the place giving her seminar. But the good news is we've replaced her with Alejandra and Yanni. When Yanni is pronounced, what's your name?
Genexia.
Her mother had a sense of humor. I don't know what the hell I was going with that. All right, it'll come back, don't worry. Zumba, thank you. All right. So, yeah, that's my point. Popularity tells a bit. So that means it's a higher likelihood that you'll enjoy Zumba. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Because you want to go by popularity. But it doesn't matter what other people are doing. Just try it and see how it works for you. Like what I'm going to tell you in a little bit is this way of eating that most of you are going to go, I don't think I like it. And then when you try it, chances are you'll hate it. Really, I'm not joking. I hate it. Hate it. Let me ask you a question. When you quit smoking, were you happy or did you hate it? That's right, you hated it. And you were thinking about killing someone, but you looked it up online, you realized it was illegal and immoral, so you changed your mind, but you thought about it. Talk to anybody who's ever quit smoking or quit any strong addiction, alcohol, from alcoholics, or heroin. How many of you have quit heroin? You three? Wow. How was it? Painful. You hated it, didn't you? That's right. It's the microphone. They can't see you. I can make up all kinds of things. So that's how this diet's going to be in a little bit. I'm just gearing up for it. So what we say is try it for 30 days. And then see how you feel. See if your clothes are getting smaller. Or if you really want to be scientific, test your biomarkers. Meaning, and this is not a joke, if you've had them tested lately, or just go get them tested. You can go to a place here in Elmwood Park, just request them. You don't need a doctor's thing anymore, which is good. And for all the reasons that's obvious. And get your triglycerides tested and your high-density lipoproteins, the good cholesterol. And those are the most important biomarkers for heart disease, not cholesterol. High cholesterol is pretty much being proven as just somebody's theory that had little or nothing to do with heart disease with most people. That's why the number one drug on earth right now is the cholesterol-lowering drugs, I believe. And they're being found out. Just like in 1968, those of us who've been around, they got on TV for the first time and said, smoking causes disease. And over half the country, adults, were smoking at that time. And everybody got together and said, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. We would have been smoking for as long as humans have been. You get it. And then even doctors and the federal government was still getting on TV until the late 60s and saying, there's no proof that smoking causes any health problems. I'll give you an example. I had a lady here a few years ago, an older woman. She said to me that when she went to her doctor in the mid-60s and said, doctor, I'm starting to get overweight, because overweight was very unheard of back then. He goes, this is not a joke, this is what he said to her, well, if you take up smoking, you'll probably lose weight. She took up smoking, she lost 10 pounds. See where I'm going with this? No? So try it for 30 days. That's where I'm going with this. So try Zumba, try golf, how stupid is that? Just try different things and see what you can do that you enjoy that has physical activity built into it. Bowling. Just, of course it is. So is golf. So are most sports, by the way. Like you used to play, wait, don't tell me. I don't have time. What did you used to play? Did you used to, 10 years ago, you were in high school, you played basketball, nothing?
No, I was into gymnastics.
Gymnastics cheerleader. And what did you do?
Soccer.
And you say, should she play soccer? Let me get it. Yeah, she should, because endorphins and vitality and cardiovascular. All right. Any questions? I'm moving to the next subject. Do you have any? Here, do me a favor. Say something about yoga. Anything.
Just. And then you'll see a difference in your progress with your body. You get to learn yourself how one side is much opener than the other side. It's really cool. You get to learn yourself in the most.
Are you going to order pizza for these people, or is it too unhealthy? We kind of promised you unhealthy food. It's a quiz. If you eat the pizza, you fail the quiz. And then, do you want to say anything about your class, or you just want me to promote it? Mm-hmm. I'll promote it. I'm caffeinated. Okay.
Do you want me to order pizza? Do you want
pizza? Who will eat pizza if we order? It's quite tasty.
All right.
You don't want wine, do you? We have wine for you alcoholics. Okay, could you try and... This should be. Or is there's probably some alcohol hidden in her purse next to her water pipe. Next to her water pipe. All right. So, this way of eating. Now you've heard always exercise, eat well, etc. Okay. Why should we eat well? It'll help you with all the things I said about exercise, even way more so. Meaning as I alluded to a little while ago, food is more important than exercise. I mean, you should do both. I mean, it's like if you eat well, but you smoke, you know. And so you should eat well and do all the things that are beneficial for you. So if you change the way you eat from the way you've been eating, let's say, until the way I'm about to describe, what are the benefits? The benefits is less likely to get cancer, heart disease, dementia, depression. You sleep better. We've had people with their sleep apnea. There's no such thing as everybody. Most people, their weight will normalize automatically. Many of you have lost weight with whatever method you've used. However, this method is healthier, probably, and you're not hungry. You don't care. Well, now we've all gone on diets, and what do we walk around? Hungry. Okay. So the advantage of this system is you're not hungry. It's like a miracle, because most no one knows anyone who has lost weight without being hungry. We've all, you know, I get patients in here, let's say twice a month. Yeah, I lost a lot of weight. Well, how'd you do it? Well, I ate less and I exercised more. And that'll work a little bit, but it's so will being in a concentration camp. Now, let's say in Auschwitz, you know the name of the concentration camp? Auschwitz, how do you pronounce it, anybody? Yeah, whatever you just said. From 1938 until 1945, with the different concentration camps, 6 million people were killed or died. Really, many of them weren't killed. Many of them just died. All right, stick with me. Who lived? The strong ones, and also the
strong will.
The fat ones. The fat ones. So if you are suspicious that you're going to end up in a concentration camp, you should continue to get fat. Well, how does that happen? If you eat the way Americans eat, you will get fat. And then if you end up in a concentration camp, it'll be great. Now, let's just say you don't. How come humans have always been slim up until recent times? I'm going to tell you, this will be the most weirdest thing you've heard all day. Okay, this is my intro. Because if you eat a certain way, you won't be hungry, and your hormones will change, your body will change, and then without trying, your waist, because the scale is not a good indicator of what's going on, because you're weighing everything, the muscle, the fat, the water, the bones, everything is weighed. So it's relatively useless. So tip number 7 is get a pedometer, throw away your scale. And I'm saying that as a doctor. Now, but you say, well, how do I judge? You judge by using a tape measure around your waist, and or a, I'm just going to keep going because I got a microphone on, so I don't care if you dance or whatever you do. And that's a pretty scarf. See, I'm showing it to the microphone. So, if you try this diet, you want to check your waist and you want to check your clothes. Your clothes should get smaller and your waist should get smaller. Dr. Carly's here. Or you got to stand there for an hour. All right, what are the other benefits? You'll sleep better. Your skin will improve. Your hair. I'm getting more hair. I know you think, well, he's a weirdo. These hairs in the front here, those are new. All right. Oh, you think that's funny? Just wait 30 years. And so when I went on this stupid, horrible diet 2.5 years ago, first you go through withdrawal. Then it takes about a week or two or three for you to switch from a glucose burner to a fat burner. Then after a month, and this is what happened to me, after a month, I'm thinking, I should just kill everybody. Then one day I woke up and I was like, wow, I feel better. That won't last. Well, it's lasted. So 2 years, August 2nd was 2 years. So that's when I decided, man, I'm going to go lift weights. Let me see how I'm... And I lifted as much as I ever did. Of course, I tore my rotator cuff. But I just felt so good. Because when you feel real good, you just do whatever you can. So my energy improved and my biomarkers. My main motive, because I wasn't morbidly obese, even though you could get rid of morbid obesity by doing what I'm about to tell you. But my main motive is who should definitely do it? People who are either chunky or metabolically broken. What that means in English is you have a diagnosis, or you think you do, or you might have... So there's a lot of heart disease in my family. And without getting into too much detail, I have a lot of heart disease. And I don't talk about it because I'm a wellness doctor. And that's like, you're a financial... Like, so many financial gurus are broke. And you say, oh, that's a little weird. You're broke and you're telling me what to do. So I don't talk a lot about my health. But let's just say that for whatever reasons, I have all kinds of heart disease. I just don't want to talk about it, but I do. And so my plan is to use food as medicine to not die. I don't take any medicine. I refuse the, they told me to get a bypass surgery. They came in with a wheelchair. Dr. Smith, it's time for your bypass surgery. The team is waiting. And there's a long story. The short version is I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then the doctors came in. My doctor came in. Dr. Smith, you need to get surgery. You're going to die. Take care of your children. I said, hey, doctor, calm down. Let me worry about it. All right, so they threw me out of there. And then I've been to other cardiologists. You need stents? No. You need stents? No. You need stents? No. I found a guy who said, no, you don't need nothing. Just take the drugs. Take the drugs. But then 2 years, 5 months ago, I'm just doing the diet. And I've... Well, that's not as funny as I thought it would be. Yeah. All right, but I don't want to talk about me. I can tell you more about it later if you want to know. Let's just say that's my main motivation. So you have a motivation as well. And he has a motivation because I'm going to give him Dr. Scher's phone number, who's the guy, I was just talking about him. He's the guy who said you don't need stents, you don't need bypass surgery. Not this guy, Dr. Scher. He's at Rush Presbyterian St. Luke's. Real smart guy. He's from Yale. He does stem cell research. But I can't see him anymore. Why can't I see him anymore? For anybody who's been listening. Huh? Why can't I see him anymore? No? No? Right. If I go to him and tell him I'm not taking the statins, he'll pitch a fit and then I'll start to cry because I really love the guy. Why don't you treat her in that room?
Because I need to
drop her. All right. Let's all stare at her buttocks. Well, I didn't say anything inappropriate. I have a microphone on. Okay, so that's as motivational as I'm going to get. So let me give you some more ideas. So one of the things we look at is what have humans been eating for as long as humans have been on the planet? I'll just tell you, since no one's listening anymore now that Dr. Carley's working. Nuts and berries? A little bit. Are you a vegetarian? All right. Now, so the least healthy diet in the world is a standard American diet. They call it SAD. So most everybody, including me until 2 years and 5.5 months ago, standard American diet. Least healthy, causes most if not all the chronic diseases. If it doesn't cause it, it's a major aggravating factor. It's like smoking doesn't cause all the diseases. But if you smoke, you know you're going to accelerate chronic diseases. Eating a standard American diet is just, I've even said this to people. I go, you're giving your kid a soda pop? Let me tell you what to do. Don't give him the soda pop. Give him a cigarette. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because if you give him a soda pop, the arteries could clog forever. Because when you get off the soda pop, the arteries really don't unclog. They're just clogged forever. Whereas if you smoke, after 7 or 9 or 11 years of not smoking, most of that clears away. So those of you who want to give your children sugar, you should give them cigarettes and not the sugar. You'll be doing less harm. But that's, you get the idea. That's a message. I'm not saying that you should. Alright. Standard American diet. Alright, so what have humans been doing for as long as humans? Some have been vegetarians. Her and all her friends. Now, but if you review the billions of people, the next level of wellness, in my opinion, is vegetarianism. For all the obvious and not so obvious reasons, because it's lots of fruits and vegetables. And the diet I'm about to explain is half vegetables. Because vegetables have a detoxifying element, so there's no way of getting away from vegetables unless you're Dr. Carly. Can they skip vegetables if they wanted to?
As long as they're getting the nutrients out
there. All right. So, for as long as humans have been on the planet, they were hunters and gatherers. They hunted, they killed animals, they threw them in the fire, they cooked them, they ate them. And then, when there was harvest, they would go, they would pick stuff, and they would eat it. So that means that for as long as humans have been on the planet, what they've been doing, in general, is half vegetables and half meat, egg, figs.
Vegetables are actually relatively not.
What?
They haven't really been around forever.
Okay, she's a vegetarian.
I know, I'm just saying that.
You're just saying.
Ask Alex Allen, she says lettuce causes heart disease.
Now, the other problem with food is the food that turns into glucose and then causes the insulin spike causes all kinds of problems, one of which is it's the only way to get fat. Meaning, you could have 8,000 calories a day. This is a little bit of an exaggeration to make a point. But if your calories don't cause insulin spikes, virtually none of that will turn into fat. Generally speaking, humans can only turn food into fat if the insulin levels are high enough. That's part of the reason insulin developed a million years ago is because people were starving to death. They were all over the world until we became civilized. There was only 8,000 people alive 50,000 years ago, and part of the reason is everyone else had starved to death. Because if you had to go out now and get food, what would happen to you? You would starve to death. And that's what was happening to most of the human planet until people developed this insulin system of storing fat throughout the winter. Because you could, back then, if you had enough insulin and glucose, you could store, you could go months without eating if you had enough fat on you. You with me? So, what do we now know? That's what's causing the chronic diseases. When we get this fat, it turns into inflammation, it causes the diabetes, it drives us crazy if we have a susceptibility, it interferes with our sleep patterns, we become arthritic, all kinds of problems. If people are we going to do a picture?
I did a picture of the clipboard, is that good enough?
I'm going to have to edit this stupid thing.
Oh, you should be in action.
Okay.
You don't have to smile.
Oh, yeah? Okay. But I want everybody in it. Por favor, quito practico aquí. Just, this is gonna. I'm trying to make a podcast. It ain't gonna happen. Freaking ain't gonna happen. All right, is everybody in there? Maybe I'll figure out how to edit it.
I think you should have another cup of coffee.
Mommy, is everybody in it?
Yes.
All right, smile, everybody. Look happy. Oh my God, this is so much fun. So. What that means, what are these rules telling you? From now on, you want to eat food that can't turn into glucose and aggravate the insulin. And if it does, you will continue, no matter what diet you go on, no matter how much diabetes medicine you take or all these other drugs, you're still going to just get sicker and sicker unless you can get your insulin levels and your glucose levels low. And then everything after enough time will heal itself from the inside out. Sure, your hair and your skin and your thing. But then if you have organ damage, it should either stop or if it's possible, it will reverse. All right, so I can think of. So, having said all that, how should you eat? That's the why, as far as I can think of it at this moment. And I have this on a sheet. Or like I say, if you want a better version, do Dr. Carly's class. And or talk to us about it, because I like talking about this every day, because every day I do this stupid, hateful diet. So it's nice to talk to people. You know what I mean? It's like Alcoholics Anonymous or... You know what I mean? Why do they get together? I called up my cousin. Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to this. Well, this is the truth. I say, hey, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to California. She's 50. I go, why? She goes, I'm going for a meeting of Cocaine Anonymous or whatever it's called. And I go... Susie, cocaine? She goes, yeah, I'm an addict. I go, I had no idea. When was the last time you had cocaine? 30 years ago. Well, how does that make you an addict? And why are you going to meetings? Okay. True story. I had no idea. I still don't. Food is medicine. How can we use every day, whatever you eat, either makes you healthier and stronger or sicker and more diseased and more aged? Like what I'm going to tell you here should help prevent Alzheimer's. Will it cure Alzheimer's? I feel like saying no. I think not. I studied a lot. My mom had a terrible Alzheimer's ending. For whatever reasons, it's controversial. But the Alzheimer's took her from the most vibrant, articulate woman I've ever known to, well, it just didn't go well. And so, food is medicine. How can we eat every day to help us reach our health goals, which is wellness, and for most of us, it's weight loss. Not all of us. Oh my God. So why are we chunky or sick? It's because we didn't do this. We've been on a standard American diet. So if you start this, you'll start to get benefit, I suppose, today, this afternoon. Don't eat the pizza! Okay. So what are human beings in general designed to eat? How many humans have been on the planet? That's right, a lot. So not everybody's the same. I know we're all a snowflake. So you should try this and see which kind of a snowflake you are. Eat plenty of meat, chicken, eggs, and fish. Preferably grass-fed beef, free-range chicken and eggs, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and organic is just what you know it is. Eat vegetables, ideally locally grown, organic, in-season, non-starchy. That's what humans are designed to eat. Also, that's what you should be feeding your dog. Hey, Carly, I told her about you. She said, have her feed her dog this, and her dog will get better. See, now you're listening.
Now I am.
All right. That's no joke. Your dog has chronic diseases, right? Well, you've been feeding your dog food. And we've all been eating dog food, really. Read the ingredients on your dog food. And then go look at your box of cereal and you'll go, wow, I'm eating human chow. I'm trying hard here. Oh, man. So, let's just do that again. Meat. Now, you don't have to eat meat, but they do. But let me tell you the challenge for some vegetarians. It's too low in fat. Now remember, our brains are 50 to 70% fat and cholesterol. So if you're on a low fat, low cholesterol diet, after 2, 3, 5, 7 years, you become a little... Not you, but you know, just notice some of your friends, especially the ones who've been doing this for 20 years. Watch them, they'll go... But give them some fat. Maybe, I think if you eat enough, do you eat eggs?
Yes.
Okay, well you can do what you need to with eggs and you won't be loony. Wild caught Alaskan salmon, organic. Ask me a question. This is a good time for a question.
How do you find a source? How do you know that salmon is?
Wild Alaskan?
Yeah. Because people swear by it, but...
That's why you really don't want to go to restaurants anymore. Oh, no! I went to restaurants virtually every day, twice a day, for 40 years. I figured out when I was a cook in high school, when I was 16 and 17. And what I realized then was I hated to cook. And I followed these processes, so I haven't cooked since, until when? 2 years, 5.5 months ago, now I cook every day, and I hate it. So, did I marry someone who likes to cook? Actually, she does like to cook. That won't be funny. Okay. Look on the label, it'll say it. They have to, it'll say wild.
But if you buy from bigger stores that have raw salmon, then...
Ask them, you'll find out that it isn't. It isn't. I asked all these places. The only place I found it around here is Costco has it, Myers will have it. You can find it, you just got to go to the frozen and look, it'll say wild Alaskan.
Okay.
And then, boom, right? Where do you get it?
That becomes a cliche, like organic and...
Well, if they're lying, they're not allowed to lie. It's worth the effort. Plus, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Because, I'm just saying, you don't have a diagnosis and you're not obese. The rest of us have to worry about it.
Can I get some benefits off of regular salmon or wild salmon?
You'll get a mixture. A mixture of much of the benefits, omega-3 fatty acids, good fat, good protein, all the benefits. The problem is they're in these farms where the fish are just eating non-fish food and the mercury. Yeah, so it's a combination of good for you and bad for you, just like meat. All the meat is a combination of good and bad. So how do you make it just good and good? You can make it good and good. I have a lot of meat. I pounded meat yesterday at 3 o'clock, for those of you who are here. Where's Dr. Smith going? He's going home to eat a pound of meat. But what kind of meat did I eat?
Organic.
No, I don't know. I don't know if there's
organic.
Grass-fed. All right. Just, you don't have to do it today. Well, you can. I don't know where to get grass-fed. She goes to a farm twice a month because she is into it. And she gets raw, unpasteurized. All right, just stay with me. This is mostly, if you could do this 100%, I virtually guarantee virtually everybody everybody you know, including your dog, will get healthier starting in 30 days. It takes usually a week to get through the withdrawal. We are carbohydrate addicts. She was a cocaine addict. Our friends are smoking addicts. We are carbohydrate addicts. Because when you take carbohydrates, it makes you happy. It more than tastes good. It goes to the hypothalamus, and it makes you make endorphins, serotonin, and all the things. Why do people keep smoking, by the way?
It makes them feel better.
They are addicted. They try to quit. Every smoker has tried to quit and wish they were dead. They said, you know what, I'd rather be dead than not try it. You have your own addictions, and you're about to find them, because most of you will not stick with this. You're going to try it, and as soon as you give up the carbs, actually you had carbs for breakfast. Who had cereal for breakfast? Or lunch? Yes, you did. And in a few hours, even now, as I talk about it, you go, man, I could sure use a sandwich. We go to Burger Boss. Oh, it's the weird Smiths. No bun. No bun for the Smiths. They're so... It hits the hypothalamus and you crave it. But after 5 days, if you haven't killed yourself, the cravings go away and now it's more of a pleasant memory.
So you guys don't eat any breads or anything?
No, not really.
Just gluten-free?
Gluten-free is just for people who want to pretend they're... I mean, if you don't eat... Of course we're gluten-free. But the gluten-free foods are really not much better than the... That's a step. My 18-year-old just went from eating everything that wasn't nailed down to gluten-free, which is... It's a step. Yeah. She doesn't live with me. Plus, you can't control 18-year-olds anyway. So that's all you should eat. Anytime you eat anything other than that, you're taking a chance. Okay. Non-starchy vegetables. It doesn't say non-starchy, but that's why you can't have too many carrots or... You can't... Yeah. It's tons of starch. These other foods turn into glucose, and you get the insulin, and now you're an insulin burner. You want to be a fat burner. When you're a fat burner, you're going to use fat as energy, whether it's from your food. But if you don't eat food, where is the fat going to come from for your energy?
Your body.
Yes. And even you have fat. We all do.
I have some, but if I stop eating, I won't. Anyway.
No, don't stop eating. I eat more than I ever have. That's why this is an awesome diet. If you do it after 30 days, your hunger will diminish in a way, at least in a way you never experienced before. At least that has been true for me. And Carly's done this with probably hundreds of people. And I study this a lot. I'm not just making crap up. Eat in moderation, fruits. Why only moderate fruits? Why not lots of fruits and vegetables? Turns into sugar. Damn it! Damn it! Because when I became a health nut 25 years ago, I had sometimes 5 grapefruits a day. Well, based on, except for what I've said in the last 15 minutes, are grapefruits healthy?
Yes.
Okay. You want some good news? Well, the good news is your breakfast will now consist of bacon and eggs as much as you want. Huh? No, I'm not joking. This morning we had eggs and avocado. It's pretty typical. Much as you want. Lunches are mostly going to be salads and meats and stuff. And dinners are going to be meat, egg, fish, chicken, and all the vegetables. You could eat as much vegetable. I have sometimes, you ever go to the store and there's one of those vats of organic spinach? I eat that. What do you mean, over a few days? No. In about 12 minutes. I've always been an foodaholic. That's why I could never stick with any diets, because I'm not going to be hungry, you know. I have a high metabolism, so I never got obese. I just got diseased up the wazoo. Skinny fat, they call that. Meaning you're slim, but you're diseased inside. And those are the ones you hear about every day. Oh, never sick a day in his life. That happened to me. I was doing an adjustment here 7 and a half years ago, June 13th, and I'm giving the adjustment going, What the hell? Yeah, then she drove me to Westlake Hospital, because my doctor is, dropped me off at the wrong door. So I'm on my knees. She's yelling, "Get up!" I go, and I thought, oh, the newspaper's going to say, "Chiropractor dies! Wife took him to the wrong frickin'."
Oh my God.
So I had to lower my life insurance to make sure she wasn't subconsciously doing it on purpose. True story.
Did she have a heart attack?
Yeah, I had a heart attack. I know, surprised. I had been jogging 2 hours before that. Actually, I'll just tell you the rest of the story since I started it. I've always been a health nut, but not really, but not like this. This is real health. So, whatever I said, June 13th, 7.5 years ago, we went to the Concordia racetrack, Carly and I. It was June, wearing my shorts, and we're jogging, you know, chronic cardio. And I said to her, I said, you know, I can outrun you. And she said, I'm 21 years younger than you. I played basketball for 15 years. I got a scholarship for basketball in college. What have you ever done? Well, I played chess. I said, however, men are superior. See that line? On your mark, get set, go. Sprint it. Yes, I beat her because men are superior. Look at these legs. I'm not kidding. I've always had legs like this. So, I went home, had some watermelon. I had a whole watermelon. Not kidding. How much, you get where this is going? Any carbs in watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 hours later, I said, this watermelon is upsetting my... Yeah, anyway. So I called her and she said, my God, you're white. Yeah. I don't know why I told you that story, because you were curious. Okay. Avocados. Fruits, mostly berries. Why berries? Berries are low glycemic. So if you want fruit, and I do, I have berries most days. I put a cup of berries in with a bag of vegetables. You know, yesterday, 2 days ago, I had a bag of celery. Don't do it my way. Carly's going to teach you how to do it like a normal human being. I don't do, you know, mine's the psychotic version. So go to her class and you'll get off your diabetes medicine. Or your...
What do you get with berries?
Huh?
What do you get the berries?
I get, well, it's important to get organic. You want to get the clean dozen, don't get the dirty dozen. You want to get the clean 15. And so they spray the crap out of berries and certain foods. She'll tell you which ones. Even though if you can't get organic, it's not a big deal.
They're extremely, the most of them, okay? Because I'm coming from Europe where they grew back in my, garden,
yeah.
And they're extremely tasteless, colorless, odorless, and...
What are? The pesticides?
No, the berries.
Oh.
I have to in every store that's out there. Basically.
Well, if I want to burn money, if you want to burn money, go to Whole Foods.
Really?
You been there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I go there. She goes every week. I go every 2 weeks. I hate it there.
About Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's is nice. It's pleasant. Their selection is poor, and I like Trader Joe's. But to answer your question, you can get a big bag of organic berries from Costco. And I hear you could get, Kerrygold butter. Make sure you write that down. Kerrygold butter, now they sell it everywhere. Put tons of it on your vegetables. Or just eat it if you're a freak. It's just healthy, healthy fat in butter. It's no more Mazola. That's causing permanent diseases. All that crap they've been feeding us. And part of the problem is the pharmaceutical company. You see, the tobacco company got caught. So where did they go to like rats? Well, mess money of them went to the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And they're not bad people. They're just greedy because they need millions of dollars. And they're only going to get it if we eat the American food and end up very sick and needs... and because when you get a diagnosis, I teach stress management. That's my number one course throughout the community. I've done about 1,000. And the biggest stress that you will experience in your life is when somebody comes to you with a diagnosis that is life-threatening or life-ruining. And that's going to happen to most everybody you know. Welcome to America. And it's not that they just want to, if we're not sick, then we won't be running around looking for Obamacare like it's some kind of a You know why people want Obamacare? Because they know people who ended up in Loyola for 2 months. What does that cost? Pick a number. We all know somebody who spent 2 months in Loyola. What was the bill when they were leaving? Well, thanks for spending 2 months here at Loyola. Here's your $500,000, better known as $500,000. Now, you don't have $500,000 to spend on medical bills, so you want Obamacare. I shouldn't make that joke, huh? And so, and I don't have an opinion on Obamacare because people, I'm not knowledgeable. What I say is if you stay healthy, well, then it becomes a moot, whatever that word is, moot point.
Moot.
So you want to stay healthy. How? Well, I've been telling you, man. And it's not that everybody who ends up in Loyola is on the wrong diet. Okay, they are. And then when you're in Loyola, not to pick on them, they give you the 1968 diet. What I'm telling you, I mentioned to, I did a presentation for 51 dietitians last year. And I was just getting into this. And I said, let me ask you guys, what do you think of this? And 50 out of 51 said, stupid. Eat avocados. Coconut is now good. I know it's saturated fat. Saturated fat is now good. Olive oil is still good. Extra virgin. You want grass-fed butter? They call it Kerrygold. I don't know how to spell it, with a K, I think. You can find it anywhere. If you're neurotic, get raw, non-pasteurized dairy. If you're not going to get raw, non-pasteurized dairy, my suggestion is that you not have dairy.
Is that illegal?
It's illegal, yeah. She goes to a place like this.
I'm sorry, illegal?
Yeah, I think.
Raw dairy.
I think so.
Really?
She goes like this.
What?
Hi, my name is Dr. Carly. Can we come in and buy?
Wait a minute. I wanna
because they believe that it makes people sick because it's not pasteurized.
What?
So they don't
raw.
Go examine her.
I see. Okay.
Por favor. My class.
Come with me.
My class.
You can come with me.
Okay.
Yeah, you can bring everything.
Quiropractico alivio. See, that's why I don't have a. That's why I don't have a YouTube. Okay. So ask her how she does that. If you really want to keep with dairy, coffee is okay. It's not good. It's not bad. It's okay. Obviously, I'm. But how do you do coffee now? You don't put what in it?
Sugar.
Now that doesn't sound as terrible. It's not as terrible as it sounds because. You won't want sugar after 30 days. Your taste buds will change. For 30 years, I was 5 teaspoons in a big coffee. 5 teaspoons of sugar, because to me, coffee is bitter, crappy, blech. But now, heavy whipping cream and coffee is delicious.
Heavy whipping cream?
Heavy whipping cream. It's not even good. My taste buds have changed. It's delicious.
What about raw sugar?
That's a little better. There's some things that are a little better. But. Honey, you want to get raw, non-filtered honey from Larrabee Herbs. If you have a lot of time and interest, go to Larrabee every month and just interview them. They're nutritionists, and they're very knowledgeable and opinionated and nice and aggressive. And
little Amish healthy food store on Western.
What about it?
Have you ever heard of the Amish healthy food store?
Carly gets some Amish stuff from Whole Foods, so she's more of the shopper. I'm more of the eater.
Raw honey there too.
Raw honey there too, but I like Larrabee. They're my friends. They sell my book, but they're just my friends. And then some of the stuff that I've said over the years, I just got it from them because they are, you know, they're a little smarter than I am, and they're certified nutritionists, whereas I'm a spinologist. What else is part of the diet? All right, you can have coffee, you can have tea, sweet potatoes post-workout. So post-workout, for those of you who won't work out, would just mean if you have a physically active day, at the end of the day, you need some glycogen for your muscles. Do it through sweet potatoes. If you're having a sedentary day, then you don't get no sweet potatoes. You have to earn your carbs. You get nothing. Ha 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 ha. You get protein and fat, but carbs are for post. You get the point. If you want to lose weight, then you got to get your carbs under 150 grams a day. So don't count calories anymore. Don't weigh yourself anymore. Don't look at fat grams anymore, but you do have to count carbs, at least for 30 days so you get that feel of it. Because some days now, I've been doing this so long, I'll have like no carbs in a day and I didn't even do it on purpose. It took a while. So get your carbs low. If you get them to 150 or lower, you'll stop getting fatter. Because you're getting a pound or two or three a year and you go, what's going on? Must be childbirth. It's, I mean, a little bit it is because of the hormones and because women are complicated, but part of it is the carbs. So if you get it 150, because right now you're all at 3 or 5 or 700 grams of carbs a day, and that's why you're getting larger. If you get it to 150, you'll stop getting larger. If you want to get smaller, you got to get it lower. Maybe 100, maybe 60. You'll find an area where you'll be just able to lose. Human beings can only lose 1 or 2 pounds of fat a week. And if you're losing more than that, which you will, it's mostly water. The reason you're all sloshy is because you're inflamed and your body is holding on to pounds of water to neutralize, to dilute the inflammation. So you'll just start shrinking and peeing away all the slosh. And then you'll start to shrink in a good way. You'll look in the mirror. That's how this started, by the way. Dr. Carly was shrinking. I was like, what the? Because she was eating all the time, but she was shrinking. Long story. But we're running out of time. So get your carbs as low as you can. Now what causes, this isn't the problem, this is the problem. The problem is we have been eating crap. And because of that, it's been slowly poisoning us and sickening us and inflaming us and diseasing us. Another reason you want to do this diet, by the way, is you'll respond faster. Because we are literally doing adjustments to, and literally doing adjustments to allow your body to start making new cells out of sick, inflamed, diseased cells. So how do they make new, what do they make the new cells out of? What is your body going to make new cells out of?
Protein.
The protein. The food you eat. So if you eat food as poison, you're going to respond slowly. If you eat food as healthy, you'll respond twice as fast. Not required, but it's true. Little psycho, doctor. Little psycho. It's okay. I got a lot to... Food is poison. Poison? That's a little strong. They just came out with a book called... Death by the Food Pyramid. Yeah. We can give you a list of books and dozens of books that are similar. Carly went through all of them and picked the ones that she likes. Weston A. Price, Primal Blueprint, Paleo Solution, Cholesterol Clarity, The Cholesterol Myth. It started with the Primal Blueprint almost 3 years ago. I listen to podcasts about 1 hour to 2 hours to 3 hours every day. That's where I just do. I've been doing that for 2.5 years. Food is poison. Sickness and obesity. What do you need to avoid? Unfavorable carbohydrates. All refined packaged foods. If it comes in a box or a package, or just throw it out or give it to somebody you don't like. So the biggest culprits, if you do nothing else based on what I've said today, cut down or out the wheat and cut down or out the sugar, and your health will improve this afternoon. So sugar, wheat, grains, gluten to answer your... That's misspelled, I know. Gluten, these are the big culprits. Mostly the wheat and the sugar. So what else causes sickness and disease? High fructose corn syrup. So that means from now on, no more soda pop, no donuts, no bread, no rice, no pasta, no cereal, no bagels, no cookies, no potatoes, no corn, no happiness, ladies and gentlemen. But do you want to be healthy or do you want to be happy? You have to choose, and today is your day to choose.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a dairy. We do a lot of cheese, and I'm not so sure we should, but I can't give everything up. But we do almost exclusively raw, non-pasteurized, non-homogenized, and it's delicious. If I don't have anything delicious, but so between the butter and the cheese, I'm going to stay with it every day. I'm not 100%. You don't have to be. You should be 100% for 30 days so you could test it. Because if you see it's a miracle in 30 days, then you want to reintroduce. Well, let's try dairy. Oh, I get my sinuses. It cures most sinuses. So many problems you would never... So you want to go on it and see what's better. Oh, my blood pressure. And then try something. Dairy. A lot of people can't do dairy. All right, let me do that again because you're like, what? Okay, no sugar, no wheat, no gluten. So the same cousin I'm on, she's one of those Facebook addicts. God bless her. She's in Connecticut. Oh, I've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So I don't go on there much for a lot of reasons. But I saw that and I go, quit the bagels. I know her. I can't stop having bagels. I'm Jewish. I haven't had a bagel in over 2 years. Well, then you're not Jewish anymore. See, people are.
English muffins, are those the same thing?
English muffins is the question. What's the answer?
Terrible.
I haven't had an English muffin in 2 years. Thanks for depressing me. No cereal. My big thing was I had 3 to 5 bowls of cereal most every day and skim milk for 50 years. Because I was an addict. It made me happy, you know. And I thought I got the healthiest kashi, whole grain, healthiest anywhere. Haven't had any. Why? What's cereal turn into? So just read the labels. You'll be amazed how the carbs are, you know, carbs are insidious. And this is all the poisons. So if you could cut down or out this, or anybody you know with diagnoses. Now don't worry, no one's going to do it or listen to you. Yeah, potatoes. Now some of this is controversial, and it's also specific meaning. Now they're saying, well, white rice isn't so bad. And I mean, you want to go 30 days without it and then test it. Like I ate at New Star and felt like crap. I mean, you just got to test it. No, no. This is copyright, and I'm going to charge you. No, she's going to give you a list on the way out.
Okay. What about wheat or like sprouted grains bread?
Well, Carly's. I'm not sure. The question. You get the question. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. The problem is it turns, because Weston A. Price says that you can do bread if you sprout it and cook it and bake it and boil it and talk to it and lick it. And I mean, it's kind of, it's complicated, but she says you can do it. I'm a little afraid of it because she don't have no heart disease, so I'm a little nervous. Oh, I was wrong. So that's my thoughts about that.
Whole grain bread. Something.
Yeah, give it. Don't even give it to your dog. Give it to the. You know that neighbor you have you don't like? Give him the bread. Yeah. And then if you don't see him soon, you'll know it worked. Okay, thank you. Oh my God. You read my mind, that's why I'm laughing. She told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, So the way the human body works is your brain sends energy, information, and impulses from your brain down your spinal cord along your nerves. And these nerves go to every cell, every tissue, every organ in your body. And so for your body to function and heal, it needs to have a good communication from brain to body and from body to brain. Some people call that innate intelligence, the inborn intelligence that makes the body, that runs the body, that heals the body. And it goes from brain cell to tissue cell. So to the degree that these flow smoothly, you'll be as strong, as healthy as you can be. You'll fight off disease, stress, and aging. What happens is we have bad luck. We cross our legs. We have years of gravity. We slouch. And the biggest culprit, one of the biggest culprits is numbers of hours sitting. Humans, for as long as humans have been on the planet, we never really didn't do much sitting until they invented the chair, and it's not been around that long. I know that sounds like, what the? And so all the sitting causes the vertebrae to stiffen up. All the stress of all kinds cause the vertebrae to malfunction. As they malfunction, they start interfering with nerve flow from brain cell to tissue cell. As this happens, we start to accumulate unhealthy, inflamed, abnormal, sick, diseased cells by the thousands, by the billions, by the trillions. When there's trillions of unhealthy cells, then whatever we're susceptible to starts to become symptomatic. For most of our patients, it's their backache, shoulder, hands, neck. But for most people, eventually they'll have immune system or chest pain or their gastrointestinal. Even what you eat, as important as it is, if your brain can't communicate properly with your gastrointestinal system, it won't be absorbed or utilized properly. So you not only need to eat well and exercise, but you need to keep these vertebrae in line, functioning off the nerves. So what happens when people start here is we start adjusting them on a regular basis. And it takes us lots of treatments. It usually takes us about 10 or 15 treatments. No. It usually takes us between 1 and 15 treatments to get rid of most, if not all, of the symptoms that they come in with. And then it usually takes us around 40 treatments to completely reposition the bones back to normal. Then once you're back to normal, you're still going to be doing things that are stressful. So we recommend preventative maintenance, which is either once a week, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, or once a month. You come how often?
Every 2 weeks.
And you've been coming here for how long?
9 years.
And you've been coming a while. So some of you are new, and some of you are... So we would like in 30 years from now that you've been coming all this time. You say, Dr. Smith, will you still be doing this in 30 years from now? I will if I can. So here's my plan for you in 30 years. Either I'm going to do the same because I work out so much and I get adjusted by Dr. Carly and she's trying to fix me. And I do all this other stuff, as you know. I mean, I do as much of it as I can. But let's say things start to go horribly wrong. This is how I'm going to treat you in 30 years from now. Hey, lie down. Let me feel. Oh, it's stuck. Because I'm 58 now, so I'll be 88. You think that's funny? It's not that. Oh, friend. And we'll probably charge like $3. It's mostly to keep me out of a nursing home. I talk to my four children and they all say, we ain't putting you in no nursing home. We'll put you in the dumpster where you belong, Smitty. Now, no, that's a joke. I'm actually too good to my... I don't want to talk about it. Now, your friends and relatives are out of alignment. That's why they're irritable. Going to make a joke about your husband, but it won't be that funny. He wasn't irritable, but I thought he was going to punch me.
They probably wanted to.
Yeah. That's why I said, are you a cop by any chance? You know, I know that energy. It's because I work with the Chicago Police Academy and the Cook County Sheriff Police Academy. Most police have a certain energy. And it's called, oh yeah, you're going to do what I tell you, or you wish you had. Because they deal with, he was in the military. Anyway, so if you know someone with any symptoms, they won't come in unless they have symptoms. If you have a friend or a relative that you like who's pleasant, we don't accept unpleasant people. Now, for each person you refer who becomes a patient, you get an extra free treatment. Also, your name goes into a hat, or I just give you a pillow. Okay, now who's referred somebody? Good. All right, may I? Yeah, I got too many pillows. Now, oh, well, you had to pay for it. Where they're just patient of the month, so you get this.
Aww.
Plus, she referred him or he referred her. Now, if you refer someone who's a pain in the neck, like real pissy and moany, well, then we have the pillow for you. Because you have people in your life who are just a royal pain. And maybe it's your mother-in-law or whatever. And we'll treat her. We treat everybody. And then you'll get your gift. So, how do we try and talk people into this? Well, it's a little expensive for the first visit because the consultation, examination, x-rays, adjustment is around $200. And it's worth it. Call all the other doctors of chiropractic. They're charging at least $200 and they're not as good. Well, some of them are, but they're not as funny. So for each person, so what you should do is give this to your friends and relatives and they can come in for a free visit. We consult with them, we examine them if need be, we take an x-ray, and then we tell them all that's wrong. I don't hard pressure them until they've been a patient a while, until they come to a workshop. And then no cost or obligation for each person. Okay. So, hey, Alejandra, can you just take one and pass it? I can't do two things at once. Oh, can you pass these out for me? One or two to everybody? Now, who should you give it to? People who live in the area who have a health problem. Here's what you could do if you would like. I would love to. Give me their name and phone number. Give them to her. And sometime the next week I'll call and say, hi, does your sister have back trouble? Do you have anybody? Who has somebody that they would refer? I'll just show you the dialogue. Who do you got?
Maybe I'll give my boyfriend.
So if you want, because he won't listen to you, because you're...
It's going to be hard, but I'll try to get it.
If you want, I'll call him and I'll say, you know, your girlfriend, she said you should come in for a treatment because spinal misalignments are contagious and she can't sleep with you until we check your spine.
The sex will be better if you get aligned.
Yeah, I won't say... Those were a joke. So, hey, can you get the clipboards? We'll see if... Now, if you're going to eat the pizza... If you're going to eat the pizza, based on what I said just now, how could you do it?
Maybe I'll eat the cheese and not the bread.
Right. When I go to parties, I just eat all the toppings. All right. right, so when you have stress, now I'm going to do a stress class next month. So I got a couple more quick announcements. 2 weeks from today, I'm doing a seminar that's 85% different, 15% redundant. And it's going to be just spine. I did 5 minutes of spine. I'm going to do 90 minutes of spine 2 weeks from today. And if you've not been, you should come. And then there'll be pizza. And can you give one of these to everybody too? Or you know what it'd be? Can you give one? If you would sign up. And can you give me a sheet of paper, somebody? Sheet of paper? If you would sign up as a tentative maybe, then I'll know if there's enough people and so forth. So you got that? I want your name and phone number. If you think you'll come 2 weeks from today, same time, same place, 80% different material. Can you get those? Oh, here. Now, my next question is, who has someone that you wouldn't mind us calling and telling them about the free visit? You do? Okay. So put your name and the date and their name and phone number, and then I'll probably call them if I remember. Anybody else?
What time is the
class?
Yeah,
same time. It won't be quite as spastic. This was a spastic class because I haven't given this class that many times. The one I'm giving 2 weeks from today, I've done 1,000 times, so it's much smoother. I'm afraid I only have this many left. And then, so who else has? I'll be happy if. Who? All right. Well, here's what I want to do. If you would be willing to put your name and somebody you know's name on this list, we could leave it at the front, so if they come, they get a free visit, and if you want, I won't call them. Who will do that for me? Okay. Now, those of you who don't refer, I'm not going to knock all the vertebrae back in place. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave just one out enough, and you'll be like, well, I haven't gone to the bathroom in 2 weeks. What's going on? Well, it's because you won't refer, because we rely on referrals for the good that we do. And she referred her mother, so let's give her a round of applause. Okay, now the other important thing is Dr. Carley's class is in 2 weeks and a day. Wait, I'm almost done. So sign up for Carley's class and talk to her about it, or sign up and just let her know and all that kind of stuff. Okay? And then, all right, I just want to end with my signature. So when you're under stress, people are hassling you. One way to move the stress out of your body is repetitive motion to music. So do it like this. You're a jerk, you're a jerk, I hate you, forget about it, yes. Or this is how we do it with the police. The right to remain silent, the right to remain silent. You're under arrest, Chicago Police Department. Okay, we're done. Thank you. Goodbye.
Do we stay if we need
a... Yeah, stay if you need any kind of treatment. I'm not going anywhere. If you need an adjustment therapy, an exam, x-ray. All right, well, I'm going to adjust everybody.